Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Sue, 100 People You Should Know radio show, and shortly I should have with us Mr. Jeff Okrepke, President-elect of the Active 2030 Club of Santa Rosa, and it didn't quite work out for us last time to have him on the air. Maybe it'll work out this time, we'll see. And, you know, if you really want to get things done, you put them on your calendar and they'll get done. That's the trick to it. Everything that really needs to get done goes on your calendar, right? Like your car maintenance and your dental work and your kids' soccer game practices and their tournaments and their piano recitals and just everything else that really needs to get done. It gets done because it was on your calendar and you remembered to get it done. And if you put on your calendar also things that you really want to do, then they'll get done too. Because otherwise we tend to just forget about those things or push them aside thinking, oh, I'll do that later. I'll take care of, you know, my needs later and making myself feel good and getting exercise and all that sort of thing. It just, it seems so unimportant on the face of it. It seems like something that you'll just eventually get done. And it's not one of those things that just eventually gets done if you keep putting it off. So don't keep putting it off and put it on your calendar so you remember to actually do it. Because I have had some guests in who I guess they either forget or they don't really, this isn't something that they really want to do, get free, little free PR and enjoy speaking to me about their passion on my radio show here. So it doesn't get done. I'm, you know, waiting for Mr. Jeff Okrepke to give us a call, and it's not happening. And so, you know, he must have other things that seem to him to be more important, and maybe they really are. Maybe it has to do with his business. So those are the things that must have gotten put on his calendar in place of my radio show today. You have to be forgiving because people just have different priorities or things come up in their lives, like grandma suddenly went into the hospital because she fell and hurt her hip, or, you know, little things like that. Or a kid got sick at school and had to be picked up quite suddenly without warning. These little things come up, so be gentle with the people who stand you up. Because you don't know what's going on in their lives. Ah, here he is now. Very good, very good. Jeff, thank you so much for calling in today. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Wonderful, thank you again. Can you tell us a little bit about the 2030 organization and what their mission is?
Sure. The Active 2030 organization on a national level was started in 1922, and the overarching mission of the organization is to develop leaders between for people between the ages of 20 and 39 while bettering the lives of underprivileged youth in the community. So basically, our membership does events and raises funds and develops leadership, friendship, and betters people both professionally and personally while raising those funds and donating those funds back to underprivileged youth in our individual communities.
Now, what are your strongest affiliations? What are the strongest affiliations of this club?
Do you mean in terms of who we donate to?
No, who sponsors and supports this club?
Oh, well, it kind of depends. So the national organization has over 50 clubs from coast to coast. Here, where I'm located at in Sonoma County, we have 9 clubs from Ukiah down to San Francisco and over to Napa, including Santa Rosa, Sebastopol, Healdsburg, Roanoke Park, and Petaluma. And it's kind of whoever we can get. You know, we're an all-volunteer organization, and we try to operate on a zero-overhead basis. 100% of the funds we raise go right back into the communities or our efforts into those communities. So we don't pay anybody. We try to, in terms of membership or who runs our events, and we try to get as much donated in terms of either funds or in-kind donations, so that the money we raise, so the money we raise goes back to the kids. Basically, every dollar we spend on a vendor or something like that, or an independent contractor, is a dollar that doesn't go to children.
I see. Okay, so if you run on a donation sort of basis and a volunteer sort of basis, then where can people look you up to volunteer?
Okay.
And what kind of volunteers do you need?
Okay, well, you can go to the National Organization website, which is www.active20-30.org, and you can find the club nearest you. Our membership, we're kind of, back in the 1920s, we kind of spun off of Rotary, so it's kind of that sort of a membership, kind of an organization. If you'd like to be a member, you can find one near you and contact them if you're between the ages of 20 and 39. We have an age limit because we believe in doing the most with your time. One of our symbols that we use is the hourglass, which basically, you know, you have a limited amount of time in the club, so do what you can, do the most that you can to make that time worthwhile. If you'd like to volunteer for any of the events, I encourage you to go to the same website, www.active20-30.org, find a club nearest you, find out about their events, because we could always use more hands to help our organization.
Okay, then what's the next event coming up?
Here in Santa Rosa for us, we're having the 19th annual Battle of the Brews and Craft Cup, which is a mm-hmm. beer festival. It's been going on at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds now for 19 years. Actually, the first couple of years weren't there, but it's now at the fairgrounds every year. And mm-hmm. basically what it is on March 28th, starting at 1, we have what's called the Craft Cup, which is a limited amount of tickets where you can actually go in and taste beers and ciders from the actual owners and brewmasters and from various breweries. We have over 50 breweries. I think we're approaching 60 now, and you can actually talk to the owners and the brewers and discuss it on a one-on-one basis. At the same time, we have what's called the Witch Hunt, which has about 20 every year. Restaurants make their best sandwich creation, and the only rule is basically it's got to be made up like a sandwich. So you've got to have the top and bottom have to be the same thing, and in the middle you've got to have something. And you get, it's all included in the price. It's $95 for the ticket to get in, with unlimited tastings, and then all the food is free. And you vote on what you think is the best one, and then so you'll vote on who you think the best beer is, and then you'll vote on who you think the best sandwich is, and they'll win awards. At 4:00 we have what's called the main event, and so for a discounted price of $40 and much more people, you can go in and taste a bunch of different kinds of beers. The difference is that the Craft Cup has limited release, special release beers, and you can actually talk to the people. The main event has roughly 2,000 people, so it's a lot more crowded, and you probably won't be able to get a chance to talk to the people who are pouring. And you can find out more about that at www.battleofthebrews.com.
Okay, and what you said something about awards that the beer crafters and sandwich makers win. What kinds of awards do they win?
Well, the awards are they vary. So the sandwiches there'll be different kinds, like spiciest sandwich, or what was one of the other ones we had? Something along the lines of best protein, or most meat-tastic, which is the best protein, best meat sandwich. And then you have the best sandwich overall, best of show. the Brewers. They have the Craft Cup.
So they win a title.
Yeah, they win a title.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
They win bragging rights. And then at the same time, which is big for the breweries, is they have a BJCP, which is a certified judge gets BJCP certified to professionally judge beers across the nation. And we have that competition going on at the same time in a building next door, so that we have, you know, 15 to 20 judges tasting these beers. And that's what the craft brewers really get into, is because that's actually a nationally recognized award if it's done that way. So they get really into that. And it'll be for the different classes, whether it's stout and porters or American IPAs or Hefeweizens, wheat beers. And then they have the People's Choice, which is the one the people vote on. And then they have the Best in Show, which is the combined score.
Gotcha. And these brewers and sandwich crafters, they're all local?
They're all the sandwich makers are local. They're all generally from Sonoma County, because it's advertised as the best sandwich in Sonoma County. The breweries though are from all over. So we get from Montana to Colorado to San Diego to Seattle. I think we may have some coming from back east this year too. So it's a real special occasion where people get to taste beers that they normally wouldn't get access to, because some of them may not be distributed here.
I see. And so how can we help with that event? Do you need volunteers to help with that event, and what would they be doing to help?
We generally don't need volunteers. We have enough people to staff it, because the breweries bring their own people, and so our membership just kind of controls the flow of traffic into the event, takes the tickets, does security, does a little on-site. You know, if anything pops up, they kind of handle it. You know, if there's electricity issues, because we also do have live music throughout the entire event. So we generally don't need volunteers. I mean, the best thing you can do is attend. If you can, if you own a business and want to donate, that's great too. Because, like I said, we operate on a zero overhead basis, and you know, the more things we can get donated, or the more tickets we sell, that means more money can go to children.
Right, absolutely. That sounds great. And can you give your contact information again?
Sure. For the Santa Rosa Club, you can find us at www.active2030sr.com. The national organization is www.active20-30.org. And if you'd like to hear more about this event coming up on March 28th, you can visit www.battleofthebrews.com.
Fabulous, fabulous. Now I'm going to really put you on the spot, Jeff. Are you ready for this?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. What is it that you would love to have me ask you on the air right now?
You know, you could ask us about some of the events we do. So we talked about raising money, and I'd love to talk about where that money goes.
Mm-hmm. Do tell us about that, please.
Okay. So, like I said, we're basically a fundraising organization, and the money we raise goes, when I said, right back into the community. So each individual club, so we'll say we have the club in San Francisco, we have a club in Seattle. The money they raise stays there, which is kind of unique. So they don't donate to outside of that city. It's kind of giving back to your community. And you can do that in two ways. Our clubs can do what we call hands-on events, which is things like going and building a playground at a school, or one of the things we do is there's an organization called Challenger Little League up here, which is a little league for physically and developmentally disabled children, and we go out and we umpire their games. So you'll have kids with Down syndrome or kids that are blind, some kids that have MS, stuff like that. And they get to play Little League. They can either, you know, hit it from a soft toss from one of our volunteers, or they hit it off a tee and they get to run around the bases. That's the kind of stuff we do in terms of hands-on events. In terms,
right,
the other ways
Sonoma?
We that is that
right
is actually here in in Sonoma County. It's for all the North Bay. We, there's people that come from Ukiah to have their kids participate, and we go out, we umpire a barbecue for them, cook up some hot dogs and stuff like that.
Nice.
The other thing that we do, the other thing that we do is we write checks. So if you have a youth-oriented organization that needs a donation of some sort, you can visit those websites I said and find out find your nearest 2030 club or contact us and request funds. And that can be for anything from there's an organization called Social Advocates for Youth that does youth counseling here in Santa Rosa, and they need supplies every year, whether it's board games or toys for the children to play with in order to you know, make them feel comfortable while they're trying to reach them on the counseling level. Whether you need computers for your charter school, or you need money for a Little League for scholarships to help kids whose families can't afford to pay the full price of registration, you can request those funds from us, and we review them and make a determination on how much we donate, and we'll write a check and give it to you. So that's kind of what our organization does on the back end. So we have these huge events, and then the money we take goes and right back to these kids in this community.
Wow, that sounds really, really great. And what else can we do to help your organization continue to operate here in Sonoma?
Well, in terms of operation, the biggest thing we find is basically turnover and publicity. So we have these events. If you search us out, you let your friends know, go to these events. If they sound fun and you're kind of on the fence, remember that if you pay the admission price to go to any of these events that our organizations put on, that money's going right to kids. Tell your friends, share it on Facebook or Twitter or whatever else. And then the other thing is, because we are between the ages of 20 and 39, we do have a lot of turnover, whether it's people aging out and reaching 40 or it's people just, the one thing we've run into all the time is people's lives change in that time frame. So people have kids or get new jobs or get married and their priorities change or they have to move out of the area and can't be a member anymore. So if you know anybody between the ages of 20 and 39 that wants to, better themselves both personally and professionally, become a better leader and help kids in the community, I encourage you to visit active20-30.org and find the nearest club nearest you and just send an email, give a phone call, and check it out and see if it's something you might be interested in.
Super. And you mentioned Facebook. So you have a Facebook page for your organization?
Yeah, there's a Active 2030 U.S. and Canada, which is the national organization, and then there's one Facebook page for each individual city. So if you put Active 20-30 and then put a city's name behind it, if there's one there, it'll generally pop up and you'll be able to find it.
Okay, let me look at that right now. Hang on one second. I'll look at that so that I can tell my listeners all about it.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, so you said type in active 2030 or just 2030?
Active 20-30.
Okay, active 20-30. Okay. Let's see.
You should get a bunch of results with that.
Okay, I see here Petaluma Active 20-30, number 30, with Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is cool. I see under that Mentor Me, it looks like you're affiliated with Mentor Me. It looks like you were tagged.
Yeah, so that's one of the organizations that we donate to. So
I see. Very cool. Looks like you also do something with Goodwill, a donation drive?
That'd be my club personally hasn't done that, but that's something that one of the other clubs may have. Like I said, we have over 50 clubs from coast to coast, so as well as almost 100 internationally. We are an international organization, so we have clubs in the United States, Mexico, Dominican Republic, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Ecuador, Colombia, and a couple other countries.
Got it. I'm looking at some of your events now on your page, on your 2030 page in Petaluma. I see Honky Tonk Night and business meeting and, let's see, something with a pool table, Fun Social Night. Where is that? Where does the Fun Social Night happen, and is it a repetitive thing?
I don't know. That's the Petaluma Club. I'm in the Santa Rosa Club. So each club is governed by their own board and has their own membership in that locale. So if you type in Active 20-30 Santa Rosa, that would be my club that would pop up.
Okay, got it. Now I understand. Lots of different branches, this club, chapters.
Yeah, it's kind of the same setup as like a Rotary or Kiwanis, something like that, where there's multiple clubs in different cities.
Uh-huh, absolutely. And let me see how much time we have left. Okay, we have about 8 minutes left. Is there anything that I've not yet asked you that you'd really like to cover before we end the show?
You know what? We talked about the structure and what we do and who we donate to and what we're looking for. I mean, if you have any other questions or anything you'd like answers to, I'd be happy to answer them.
Okay. I was trying to think. I don't really have any more questions. Thank you so much for talking to us today on the show. I really appreciate your calling in today. And if you have any questions for me later, I'm happy to answer those too. And I will be sending you the short link to the show in just a moment. I'm just going to give you a chance now to say goodbye to our listeners.
All right. Well, thank you very much for having me on. I really do appreciate it, and thank you for working with me. I know Friday we had a little bit of an issue because I had something come up and I wasn't able to call in time, but I appreciate you having me on here on your next show. And
Things come up. It's okay. I was telling my listeners or starting to tell them when you first called in that we need to be gentle with each other in our thoughts when things seem to come up and somebody stands you up. It's usually for a really good reason, something going on in their lives that came up suddenly and unexpectedly. So thank you again for calling in today and trying again with me, and I'm really glad that we actually got some questions answered from my listeners. So did you have any more of your goodbye to say to my listeners when I cut you off? I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I encourage everyone, if they have any interest or want to learn more about this organization, go to active20-30.org. Find it. You know, there's a link on there where you can find the club nearest you, and, you know, find one. If you want to donate. If you want to volunteer for one of their events, reach out to them. If you think it's an organization that would fit for somebody, for either you or somebody you know, go ahead. And if there's not a club near you, you know, there's also a way to start your own club in your own community to do the kind of things that we do and better yourself and help children at the same time. But thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for being on. We'll talk to you another time, Jeff. Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay, folks, that's about the end of what I've got for you today. That's the long and the short of it, and I hope you really, really enjoyed it. It's Monday. Enjoy the rest of your week, and be sure and plan for the upcoming weekend. And I will be back with you again on Friday. And let's see, who will I have with you? Let me try and tell you who I'll have with you for you on Friday. Let's see. Well, I guess that is to be announced. Okay, I will let you know in my blog or on my Facebook page who I've got for you on Friday. and I guess I'm still waiting for them to get back to me. So enjoy your week until you hear from me again. And this is Sue of 100 People You Should Know signing off. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.